Farm agents. Heidi Brown is with us this morning, lives right here in Monmouth. Good morning, Heidi. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we have to have you. Today is the open day for enrollment for health insurance.
Yes, it is.
So tell us what you guys are seeing, what they're saying about health insurance enrollment today.
Well, we're already talking to individuals. Today is actually the first day of the Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment period, and it goes through December 15th. So we've been talking with individuals about this upcoming enrollment period and just want to give the listeners an idea of what that means, you know, what this time of year brings and maybe what to expect for 2018.
By all means, what can people expect for 2018?
Well, you and I were just talking about high, you know, out-of-pocket costs and deductibles for people. And, you know, this is the time where people who might already have a health plan through the marketplace can decide if they want to participate in a different plan that might be more cost-effective for them. We can also help them determine if they qualify for any subsidy or any assistance with their plan. And, of course, we do that on an individual basis based on their household and what that dynamic looks like. So what this means for 2018, a lot of folks aren't sure what healthcare reform is looking like, and we're still kind of uncovering that process. You know, high deductibles, you know, out-of-pocket costs. So when I say those words, a lot of people get confused, and that might be kind of foreign to people. They know they have health insurance, but they may not really know what it does for them or what they're responsible for. So when I say deductible, this is an annual amount that the insured pays before their health care plan benefits are going to kick in. And then we also have co-pays, which people are familiar with. When they go to the doctor, they're likely to have a co-pay for that visit. And then on top of that, we have another element, co-insurance. And this is a percentage. So you might go to the doctor's office and you might actually have co-insurance rather than a co-pay. You might pay a percentage versus a flat dollar amount. And then we get to the out-of-pocket maximum. So this, again, is an annual amount that the insured is required to pay before everything is going to be covered 100%. And so one thing that people are concerned about and have been for the last couple of years has been that out-of-pocket number, because they are quite large. And so one thing that State Farm offers are plans that kind of pair with those high deductibles to help alleviate some of those costs. So not only can we help people choose a plan that might be right for them, we can also plan a supplemental plan that works with their major medical to help bridge the gap with those high costs.
Okay. Now, you don't have a crystal ball or a magic wand where you can bring premiums down?
I wish I did.
Yeah, I wish you did too, because it's been a challenge. Healthcare has increasingly gone up. But part of that too is I look at the open enrollment today, some of the information about it, some of the advocates are saying there's not as many choices for healthcare providers, which helps drive that cost up.
And that is something that recently we got an announcement about participating providers in the area and what that's going to look like. So we can help people identify if they utilize a certain facility or healthcare provider, how that's going to be covered and what they need to do going forward. So that is something we can help people with.
What's one of the most common ways to enter the marketplace that you've been able to help people?
I think just finding a plan that works best for their situation. You know, everybody's situation is unique, and that's the beauty of insurance. I always say insurance is not one size fits all, rather we're talking about any kind of insurance. So in regards to health insurance, you know, you might have a family who's more apt to have a higher out-of-pocket cost because they'd rather just pay the co-pays, and they're pretty healthy. Now, someone who is not as healthy and knows that they're going to use their insurance pretty regularly for, you know, hospital admissions or outpatient testing and that sort of thing, they might want a lower out-of-pocket amount or deductible so that they're not stuck paying a lot of cost out of their pocket. So that's been one thing that we've been working with people with.
Okay. Who's typically eligible for open enrollment on the marketplace today?
Really, anyone who either doesn't currently have coverage. This is the time where people can look at the different plan options and decide, what's the best fit for them. And also people who may already have coverage or know they're going to lose coverage. You don't necessarily have to have participation in that employer plan, but you do have to have what's called a qualified health plan. So employers are required to offer a qualified health plan, and that entails the essential benefits that healthcare reform requires, such as emergency services, mental health care services, a long list of benefits there that are required. So most employers are adhering to that, but the employee should know that they don't necessarily have to participate in that plan if there's a better option for them. Hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that. So that's another thing that we do with people is, if they have a health insurance plan through their employer, we can take a look at their benefits with them and determine if that's the best option for them. If it is, and it's still a high cost for them, deductible or out-of-pocket wise, we can still pair our State Farm products to help bridge that gap.
Okay. Anything else you think folks should know about this morning?
Well, I just appreciate being here, and I just want everyone to know that we are a resource, and not just during this open enrollment period, because we do realize that there are changes that come up throughout the year. We're happy to help people when those special enrollment periods mm-hmm. allow them to make those changes.
Okay. Heidi, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Have a good day. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Heidi Brown with us from State Farm Insurance on 1330 WRAM and FM 90.